اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآله
محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, and also in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International School. So we have here again Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Fawad Haider, and also Sayyid Ali Nasir and Habibullah Fasihzada here with you. So, salam, Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Fine, okay, alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And Sayyid Ali Nasir, are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay. So alhamdulillah, thanks to Allah Almighty that everyone is fine. We hope that you are fine as well, inshallah, and doing well.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
So today, as we had promised you, we will go through the practical reading and tajweed rules of Quran Kareem. So in this session, inshallah, whatever we had learned in level 3 of our Quranic sessions in Tajweed, yes? So we will go, inshallah, and read the verses of the Holy Quran and practice all those rules that we have learned so far. All right, Hussein Rahullah? Yeah?
Yes.
Was level 3, the Tajweed rules, beneficial for you?
Yes.
Did you learn something?
Yes.
Okay, inshallah, we'll see today, okay? Fawad Haider, did you learn something?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what you have learned, okay? Can you practice, can you apply all those rules in the on the verses of the Holy Quran or no, okay? Or they were just something you learned, and our brothers and sisters also, something they just learned, okay? Like other things. But let's see. In practical, when it comes to practice, when it comes to apply the rules, okay, it is kind of challenging. But if you have learned the rules correctly and without any problem, and the rules are now like very clear, very much clear to you, so there will be no problem, okay, for you to practice to apply all those rules, okay? So all the tajweed rules, no problem. Ali Nasir, did you learn something during the classes?
Yes.
Of course you have. So, and it's not going to be difficult for you to apply the rules, right?
No.
Okay, inshallah. So,
inshallah.
We will go through the Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest surah of the Quran Kareem. So some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, we'll practice, we will recite and read, then apply the rules. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Surah Al-Baqarah starts from second page of the Quran Kareem. Starts with Alif Lam Mim. Okay. Ready? Let's recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجهم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم.
وأولئك هم المفلحون.
وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أحسن. Okay, inshallah, we'll go through the practical section of these five ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then after we finished, inshallah, we'll continue through the next ayahs, all right?
Yes.
Okay. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, the first ayah starts with
Alif Lam Mim.
Oh no, the first ayah starts Bismillah. With
Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is part of the ayah, okay? So always, all the surahs that start with Bismillah, except one surah, so that Bismillah is part of the surah, okay?
Yes.
And I actually studied, okay, one of the interpretations of the Quran Karim. It was saying, I think it was a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that says that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the crown of all surahs. You see, the crown. The crown is like, it shows the position, it shows the rank, or it shows the importance or the value of something, yes? When a prince, okay, puts on a crown, okay? So it shows that he is an important person, okay? He's not like normal people. So he is something. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is like the crown of the other ayahs, the other surahs. So, don't forget Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we believe, Shia Muslims, okay, it is part of the ayah, okay?
Yes.
So, in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so how many tajweed rules do we have to apply here? The first one. Bismillah. And the word?
Allah.
Allah. So what rule? The rule of
pronouncing heavily or lightly.
Pronouncing heavily or lightly the letter
Allah.
Lam. The letter lam of the word Allah. Okay. So here, what rule is applied? Which one? Heavy lam or light lam?
Light.
Light one. Why?
Because there's a kasra.
Ah, because we have a kasra before the word Allah. So whenever, the rule was this. Ali Nasir, that whenever we have a kasra before the word Allah,
we will pronounce lightly.
Whenever we have kasra, it is lightly pronounced, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Allah, like this.
Yes.
But whenever we have illa, whenever we have dhamma or fatha before the word Allah or Allahumma, we pronounce it as?
Heavily.
Allah. Heavily. Allah. The lam will be la. La. Okay? La. La. These two different pronunciations. So, this one, Bismillah, has a kasra before, yeah?
Yes.
Read it before, Haider. Read it once.
Bismillah.
Ah, nice one. Bismillah. Do not say Bismillah. No, okay? And Hussein Rahullah, how do you read this?
Bismillah.
Ah, Bismillah. Ali Nasir?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Great. Bismillah. Then, Hir Rahman. Okay. So, we have a Hamzatul Wasl there. In the word Allah as well, we skip it. Okay. The rules of Hamzatul Wasl as well, we study. How many cases do you think we had for Hamzatul Wasl? Two cases. Okay. First one. We skip, there is a case, okay, that we skip Hamzatul Wasl, we do not read Hamzatul Wasl, or sometimes we read Hamzatul Wasl. So when do we read Hamzatul Wasl, and when should we skip Hamzatul Wasl? There were two rules.
When it comes, starting.
When it comes at the beginning of the word, and you start from that word, you start reading from that word. For example, if I start reading from Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. If I start from Ar-Rahman, okay, I have to pronounce that Hamzatul Wasl. Do you see that Hamzatul Wasl?
Yes.
An Aleph, the front of Sad or the first part of Sad is on the top. That is called Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl is opposite to Hamzatul Qat'a. Hamzatul Qat'a, it is an Aleph or sometimes a Waw or sometimes a Hamza alone or sometimes a Ya, but on the top of these three letters, we have a Hamza. That is Hamzatul Qata. It must be pronounced. Okay, it must be pronounced. Because it takes a harakat. Either on the top, like a fatha or a dhamma, or beneath. Okay, like a kasra. Also, it takes like tanwin fatha, tanwin kasra, tanwin dhamma. Or it takes sukun as well. But Hamzatul Wasl has never a harakat except when you pronounce it.
Does it make any difference like Hamzatul Qata is under a word or over a word?
No. Hamzatul Qata, okay, it has like many positions like this, okay? Either it comes on the top of Aleph or beneath Aleph. Or either it comes on the top of Ya or beneath Ya. Or on the top of Waw or sometimes alone, these many positions.
Does it make any difference?
No. It depends on the word. Sometimes you have waw, okay? On the top of waw, you have that hamza. It means that is hamza. Waw is just like a chair, okay? It's nothing. You don't have to read that waw, okay? You have to read that hamza. For example, mu'min. Mu'min, okay? There is no actual reason for this, okay? That's the way that Arabs, okay, write and the Arabs speak. All right? Fawad? Now, Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qatf, we talked about them in level 2 as well, okay? That if you skip Hamzatul Wasl, it doesn't have any harakat. So it's neither sakin, okay? You skip it, you do not read it, as if it's not there, okay? As if it's not there. Like, for example, you see, Bismillah. But if you read Hamzatul Wasl, you say this way. You read, Bismillah. It's wrong. So if you join together, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. Bismillah. Okay?
Yes.
And all the words, I will repeat this, all the words in the Quran Karim, in Arabic words, that start with Alif and Lam, that Hamzatul Wasl plus Lam Ta'rif. Whenever you want to start at that from that word, okay, you put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. Not a kasra, not a dhamma. What? A fatha. Allah,
time.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, السماء الجبال الأرض whatever ألف لام. It's the rule for the words having ألف and لام التعريف. Okay, it is the rule. For the rest of the words we have different rules. Okay, so for the verbs we have one special rule, for the nouns we have another special rule. Okay, we have different rules that we covered them, but inshallah through as we go on I will tell you, we'll review them inshallah in the next, after taking a break. Okay, stay with us brothers and sisters, we'll come back and help you again with the next sections of this surah. Let's recite a salawat inshallah and we will be back.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان